My name is Josh Black for the Wellcome Trust on behalf of the Artichoke One Another Project. It is the 13th of August. May I ask you to state your name, date of birth and pride place?
Yes, my name is Antonia Beck. My date of birth is the 27th of the 8th, 1985, and I'm from Bournemouth.
And how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay, a little bit nervous, but now I'm actually here, starting to feel a little bit excited about it. Yes, I am feeling more positive than I was before, so yes, it's good.
Lovely. How did you hear about the project?
I got an email, I think it was sent from the Artichoke website, with details of the project, and it sounded like a great opportunity. So,
and what is it that interests you about Artichoke's work that you signed up to there?
Well, I'm a big fan of their work. I just thought it would be great to be part of quite an exciting project which they were involved in. What I guess is just so incredible about their work is it's sort of like pushing the boundaries every single time and taking things to different levels, and it's just so different as well. Everything that they do that I've seen is just very exciting, and you feel like you're a part of it as a spectator as well, which is a really nice feeling, and I guess quite literally as well. now opening up to the general public, you become a part of the project, which is a really nice experience as well. So, yeah.
How did you react when you found out you'd got a place?
That was an interesting experience. It was kind of... I was a bit numb to it at first, really. I was like, oh, okay, that's okay. And then I told lots of other people, and then they were all just saying how incredible that was and how very excited. And then very slowly it dawned on me that actually this was happening, and it was all very exciting. So, yeah, it was incredible to be offered a place, and very exciting. I guess it was just a bit, daunting at first. But, it's nice to be here now, though, so, yeah.
So what are you going to be doing up there?
Well, I am going to be doing a sort of mock radio show. I am going to be Agony Ant, and I will be taking people's calls and texts and giving them advice and help with any problems they might have. I'll also be doing all the usual kind of shout outs and maybe a few messages as well, and playing some really good music, and just having a bit of fun and being a bit silly, I guess, really, with lots of large props and things, which is a bit unfortunate, but kind of radio show type thing, yes.
What was the inspiration behind that, the idea?
I really wanted to do something interactive. That was definitely something I knew I wanted to do. And I wanted to try and find some way of being able to, interact with the crowd and online as well. And it just seemed to be, a good solution. And it kind of meant that, I could play music and... things like that as well, and maybe have a bit of like an informal, relaxed atmosphere and not too much pressure as well. And there's a lot of people I know who haven't had the opportunity to be on the plinth yet, so sort of hoping that giving them maybe an opportunity to be part of it in some way as well. So yeah, that's where it came from.
Who would you say you're doing it for?
I'm doing it for all the people that have helped me to to do it in the first place. I'm one of those people that just has to talk a lot about things, and so all my friends and family that have been there to talk it through me and to help me make the props and things, I guess ultimately I'll be doing it for them. Hopefully. it'll be good, so I'll say I'm doing it for them.
And do you have a lot of people here supporting you?
A small group of people. I didn't really tell that many people about it, just because I thought if there were lots of people I knew there might be a lot of pressure. But a lot of people said they're going to be watching it online and things, which would be nice. So, yes, some family, which would be nice, familiar face of the crowd. So, yeah.
So you've come up from Bournemouth. Did you grow up there?
No, I'm from London originally, actually, and I've been living in Bournemouth for about a year. So yeah, I mean, London's still really home for me, but yeah, I try to switch that to Bournemouth now. So yeah, but it's nice to be by the sea and not have so much of the busy London life and things. So yeah.
What took you down
there? I moved down for a job. So yeah, basically, and I've got friends and things down there as well. So it all seemed to be time to move at the right time, kind of thing. Yeah.
What is it that you do for
a living? I work for a theatre and dance development agency. I work more sort of like on the admin side of things, but I'm also a performance artist as well, so I sort of established myself in the southwest with that as well. So yes, administrator by day and performance artist by night, so yes, trying to anyway, so yes.
And what would you say your ambitions are for the future and times or
For the future, I definitely want to establish myself and my work with the arts more. It's been, I guess, my background before has always been performing, and so it's really nice actually to be understanding kind of like the business side of the arts as well, because a lot of artists are actually sometimes criticised for making this amazing work but then having no idea how to produce it and manage it and all the rest of it. So yes, this is my sort of plan, I guess, that I'm going to learn how to do both, so when it comes to doing everything, setting up a company or whatever, that I'm ready for it. So I guess that's the ambition, is to have some sort of company in the future. Yeah.
What is your background in performance?
I'm recently sort of out of education, but I've always had a really strong interest in the arts, and unfortunately, as I can't draw or paint or anything, it sort of moved to theatre, and then at university that kind of broadened, and so I would say now it's more, I guess I'd call myself a performance artist, as maybe poncy as that sounds, but yeah. So yes, so yeah, I've just sort of finished doing an MA, and now I'm sort of embarking on the real world, so yeah.
So where and what did you study?
So I went to Leeds first, which was the Bretton Hall, and I did an acting degree there. And then I went to Aberystwyth University and did a MA in practicing performance. And then that's it for now, before I think about doing any PhD standard or anything. Yeah, it's nice to not be studying for a little while. So yeah.
So do you see yourself staying in Bournemouth, having lived fair all over the country, really?
I've sort of done a little angle in a way that kind of stops before it gets to Scotland, so maybe that'll be next. I don't actually see myself staying there permanently. It's really nice to be there at the moment, and in terms of the arts, I've come across a lot more opportunities down there than I have in London, which is always the case, cause I guess competition is slightly less. I definitely love to move back to London, as it's home for me, and who knows, really? No set plan on location yet, so, yeah.
Do you miss the people in London?
A lot of my friends are in London, so yeah, I do. People are different all over the country, though, and being out of London and sort of meeting all these different types of people is a really nice experience, actually, as well. And of course, my accent changes slightly wherever I go as well, which is really annoying, I guess, good as well. So, it's... I do miss my friends, but it's nice to be meeting all different types of people as well, so yeah.
So are you going to be relating any of this performance into what happens on the plinth?
No. I decided to actually do something probably as far away from what I do normally, and so that's why I thought I'd just try and do something that I do a lot of my own work does tend to be quite interactive, so I really do enjoy doing that, but in terms of like radio and things, it's all kind of new to me, and I just thought it would be a nice kind of medium to just do something a bit fun, hopefully people will respond to it well. So yes, it'll be something a bit different, maybe. Yes.
What appeals to you about the idea of interacting with the audience?
There's a lot that appeals, actually. I do just it's on both. It's also on a one-to-one, I guess, as a performer, and also to a large audience. It's they're both very different experiences, but I guess when you're when you're performing, you take on a it's a bit of a cliche, people say you take on a slightly different persona, but I know for myself that sort of that shyness goes, and so I'm much more able to speak to people freely, and I really, especially in a sort of a performance context as well, I really enjoy that interaction, and just, you know, not knowing what someone's going to say, how they're going to respond to it as well, whether it's going to get a good response even. But I know I really kind of enjoy that situation in that particular context. And it's nice as well to involve people as well, so it's not just you doing something to people who are abroad, you're actually involving them as well, so,
What impact would you like to make, if any?
Oh gosh, I haven't thought about any kind of impact. I just hope maybe people will say it's not totally rubbish. I just hope people will maybe have a bit of fun. I'm hoping to try and get some people dancing as well, so we'll see if that works. But just that people thought it was going to be fun, so nothing too serious.
What would you say are your hopes and fears?
Hopes and fears? Oh, I hope it's successful, and I hope people respond well, and I don't... So I guess part of my fears is that I don't... mess things up and set the siren off on the megaphone again. Yeah, that would be good not to do that. I just hope people aren't bored by it, really, I guess.
When you applied, you had to describe yourself in three words.
Yes.
On the website. If you could elaborate on that, how would you describe yourself for it?
That's tricky. To describe myself... I'd say I was a creative person. I'm generally quite friendly and motivated, and I don't like these words. You have to try and describe yourself. At the moment, I think what I put on my profile was feeling quite nervous, and that's how I am now, so I don't think I can elaborate more on that, to be honest. Sorry, I don't know what to say, so...
What would you say is important in your life right now?
What's important is doing things, definitely, not... wasting time and being productive as well. That's very important to me at the moment. And I guess as well within that, just having a nice life and not being too stressed. So it's hard that, trying to do lots of things and not being stressed, but it's nice to feel that you've achieved a lot. So that's something, I think.
Great, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
That's okay.